Well, good morning to everybody. It certainly is a pleasure to have this opportunity to be here with you at the Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church, and we trust that the Lord will continue to bless us as we stand before you. Turn to a scripture that I want to take for a text on a particular thought and subject from it. It's a scripture that's familiar to all of you. I've tried from the very start of joining the Primitive Baptist to maintain myself in this commandment from the Lord. And there's one thing about this scripture is it has two parts to it. The first part of it is a commandment from God. And the second part of it is the saddest part of the scripture, is that the children of God refuse to obey the command of God. So we don't want to deal with that second part because we want to be obedience to God's word. It's found in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 6, and it's verse 16. It says, "Thus saith the Lord." Now, I always, myself, whenever I read a scripture and it starts with a "thus saith the Lord," now that says something to me.
Yes.
I trust it says something to you. That tells me to listen, to focus. He's fixing to say something that is important to you, that's critical to your life. "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." Now that's the best part of that scripture. It's a commandment from God for something that you can do. And as a result, if you are obedient to what it says, you will find rest unto your soul. Rest is an important thing to the child of God, but rest is not for the dead. The dead do not need rest. The dead are already at rest. This is a rest for the living children of God. The Lord said, "Stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein." And as a result of keeping that commandment and walking therein, ye shall find rest unto your souls. You know, Jesus says in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, says, "Come unto me, all ye that are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You know, the world will teach you about that scripture and verse that I just quoted from Matthew chapter 11, that's a speaking of life. That doesn't say life. It says, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." It's the living that labor, the dead don't labor. If you're ever in the graveyard and look around sometimes, you'll find any activity going on in the graveyard, it'll be from those that have life, not from those dead in the graves. It would be like me going down to the graveyard and said, "I've just got an hour of daylight here. I've got to cut the grass in the graveyard, and it takes 3 hours to do it. I'll take a couple of lawnmowers and use those in the graves, the dead, to help me finish it in an hour." No, you can't do that, because the dead can't help you. The dead do nothing. The same way spiritually, to those that are dead, they can't help you. They are dead in trespasses and in sin. But this scripture is to those that have life. It's to those who want to follow Jesus, who want to be disciples of Christ. Stand in the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein. Now, there's one particular thought I want to take from this scripture, and I want to take a look at several other scriptures that will tell us how important it is for us to walk in this way, which is, Christ the way. Jesus himself said, John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus here in this particular scripture in the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John, Jesus is speaking about heaven. And he's speaking about going to heaven. And he speaks about the way to heaven. And when he gets through telling all of this, and then Thomas, who was always doubting what Jesus said, we don't know the way, Lord. We don't know where you're going. We don't know the way. How can we know the way? And then Jesus said, I am the way. How do we get to heaven? What's the way to heaven? Jesus is the way. There's no other way. You can't get to heaven apart from Jesus. And when it comes our time to go, we're not going to fly away. Jesus is going to take us carry us away. Yes, indeed. The 14th chapter here in the book of John, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. There's the promise of Jesus. He's coming again. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And when he said that, Thomas spoke up and said, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. How can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. That's Jesus. You focus your mind and your heart upon Jesus, and you'll have it all. Jesus is the way to heaven. Jesus is the truth of this scripture. Jesus is the truth of the finished work of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the life. If you have eternal life that's been given to you by God, the scripture says that God has given you eternal life. It's because you have Jesus within your heart that's been placed there by regeneration, and you have the Spirit of Jesus to lead you through this world of sin and sorrow that we live in here in this world. Yes, Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. So if we want to walk in the old ways, if we want to walk in the good way, if we want to walk in a way that we'll find rest unto our souls, we better get our minds on Jesus, because he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. Now we want to turn over here to the book of Hebrews. Well, we'll find this walk and this way that's described in our text is described as a new and living way. But you say, well, Brother Aaron, I thought it said the old paths. It is the old paths. But whenever you walk in them, it's a new way for you to walk. It's a new way and a new and living way for you to walk. We'll find in the book of Hebrews, beginning there at verse 14 of chapter 10, he said, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Wherefore the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he said before, This is the covenant that I will make with them. In those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts and in their minds, and I will write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of sin there of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Now what did he mean by that? He means this offering was sufficient. No need for any other offerings. It was sufficient to take care of all the sins of all the elect family of God. He said, now therefore, no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way. This way, this old path, this good way is a new and living way, as it says here in the 20th verse. By a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw nigh with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith, having without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the matter of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching, by meeting together, by not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. Some people say, you know, in this technological age, you know, some churches are broadcasting their services over the phone. You have an iPhone, you can listen to the service sitting in your living room at home. But the Lord said, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together. While that's critical important for some churches, for those maybe that are not able to attend and not able to go, that's a good thing. But if you're able to go and you're sitting at home watching that, it's not for you. Forsake not the assembly of yourselves together, as the matter of some. Some is when the day of the Lord approaches and it's the day to worship him, we ought to be at the house of God, assemble together with with persons of like precious belief, that we might rejoice and worship the Lord together. It's this way. It's the way that's described in our text. It's the old paths. It's a new way. It is a good way. It is the way that the Lord has set out in his word that we might worship him. Now we want to take a look at several scriptures that'll tell us the benefits of walking in this way. It tells us now, going in the book of Jeremiah, it'll tell us here again. We're going back to Jeremiah. Back to Isaiah. I'm sorry. Back to Isaiah, where it will tell a scripture here will tell us this is the way, this way, this good way, this old path, this good way. It's the way of the just who walk upright. That's what it is. It's the way of the just who walk upright. In the book of Isaiah chapter 26, we'll begin there at the very first of that. He says, "And in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is our everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city. He layeth it low, he layeth it low even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness." Yes. So this old path, good way, it's the just walking together in uprightness, walking together in uprightness. The way of the just is uprightness, thou most upright, that way the path of the just. Yea, in the way of the judgment, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our heart is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. Yes, indeed, it's the way, it's the right way, it's the old path, it's the way of the right, of the just, serving the Lord in righteousness. And also, this way can be described as the way that the Scripture instructs us to follow the Lord. We'll find in Jeremiah chapter 42, beginning there at verse 2, and it says, the children of Israel speaking and asking Jeremiah here, the prophet, a question. "Then said they unto Jeremiah the prophet, let we beseech thee, our supplication be accepted before thee, and pray for us unto the Lord thy God, even for all his remnant, for we are left but a few, as many as thine do behold us. And the Lord thy God will show us the way." What way? The old way, the good way, the way of following the Lord, the way of being a true disciple of God. He says, "The Lord thy God will show thee the way wherein we may walk, and the thing that we may do." Yes, indeed, it's a good way. It's an old path. It's a way that we follow the Lord here in this world. Yes, indeed. Now, turning over here to the book of Matthew, we'll find that it is a way that leads unto life. Now, you know, a lot of people will take these scriptures I'm fixing to read to you and say it's a choice of whether you want to go to heaven or whether you want to go to hell. But this has nothing to do with that. This has a lot to do with you walking in the proper way and serving the Lord the way the Lord has instructed you. We'll find in Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 13. "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat." There's many of God's children in this day and age in which we are living that have gone the broad way, the way that leadeth unto destruction. But if we want to be in the right way, if we want to be in the old paths, if we want to be in the good way, if we want to be in the way that Christ has instructed us to be, then we'll be in the narrow way, it says, because straight is the gate And narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. There's only a few of God's children, as this describes, that find this true way, that find this old path, that find the good way, that find the way that they ought to serve and worship and adore the Lord. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, but few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets that come unto you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but every corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Yes, we're looking for that straight and narrow gate, the way that the Lord has instructed us to walk after Him. It's the way that's Christ Jesus. Yes. Jesus is the way. Now, one of the scriptures in closing out and getting aside so Brother David can come preach to us. We'll find that this way guides us into the way of peace. By walking in this way, by walking according to the instructions of God, by walking in the old paths, by walking in the good way, it'll guide us into the way of peace. We'll find this in the message that John the Baptist, who was the forerunner of Christ, brought to the children of God when he was here in this world. And we'll find it in the book of Luke, chapter 2, where it began. We'll begin there at verse 70. At 74, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest. This is speaking of John the Baptist. For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way. This is John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ, preparing what? For the way of the Lord. Preparing the born again children the way that they should serve the Lord, which is what? The old paths, the good way, the way that we should serve the Lord. Through the tender mercies of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet unto the way of peace. And you know, every time Brother David stands up here and preaches to us the scriptures, listen to the word and follow and in the instructions through his sermon of the word of God, we're guiding our feet unto the way of peace, this good way, this old path, this good way that God has set down that we should serve him, to give light to them that sit in darkness, in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the deserts till the day of showing unto Israel. Israel. Yes, indeed. We find in our going back to our text, thus saith the Lord. Now, as I always said, when it says, thus saith the Lord, perk your ears and listen. Stand ye in the ways, and ye shall ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And by walking therein, ye shall find rest unto your souls. We saw scripture that said, Jesus himself says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. We saw that it was described as a new and a living way for you to live your life here in this world. It is a way that the just, and the just are those that have the imputed righteousness of Christ imputed for them, been regenerated and serve the Lord because they've been regenerated. The just live in uprightness. That's the way of this old path. It's a way to follow in the Lord's way, the way the Lord has set down for us to serve Him and to worship Him. And it's a way that leads us unto life, not by gaining life as a result of it, but by living that life that He's given us as we travel here in this world. And it's a way that guides us through our life into the way of peace. And we experience and have peace here in this world. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. I thank you for your attention. Pray for Brother Guthrie now as he comes to preach to us.